This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. What's on your mind? 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Studio at whatsinyourmindradio.com or text me, Todd Mitchell, 701-226-8503. You can do that anytime. 3 a.m. Don't care. It's not going to ding or anything at 3 a.m. VIP mode. I'm not getting up at 3 a.m. to reason. I may be up at 3 a.m, though. It's happened. You could be the Delta Constructors One Call Does It All call of the day today. Global solutions to the oil and gas industry, turnkey well sites, flow lines, set your pump jacks, fabricate conditioning modules, modular skids, tank batteries, electrical and mechanical design, survey work, field engineering on the electrical and mechanical side, pipe insulation, E&I services, electrical instrumentation services, temporary flaring services. Call Eric, 406-250-8151, 406-250-8151, or go online, deltaconstructors.net. One call does it all, Delta Constructors. 7 after, Scott Hennin still playing around the fjords and stuff in Norway. Boy, are we going to have stories coming up in a week and a half when he gets back. But meanwhile, the extremely capable, the former executive director of the North Dakota Republican Party, and a guy who makes a heck of a margarita, even though he didn't bring any with him this time. And a guy who had much better transportation now than last time he filled in, and it was just past Christmas, and he could barely get around Bismarck, and he drove all the way from Lincoln into Bismarck in open-air non-comfort. Gary Emenith, filling in on What's in Your Mind today.
Hey, Todd. Thanks for having me on. Looking forward to having the next couple days with you on the air here. Speaking of those margaritas, did you, by the chance, see where George Clooney sold his tequila company? And
$1 billion!
And he's going to walk away with a cool $233 million. Isn't that something, huh?
I don't think... You may not see him do as many movie roles for a while.
Might make a capitalist out of that guy.
No kidding.
Such a lefty, so maybe...
Well, but sometimes they get that much money, and then all of a sudden they feel like they have to... repent for their sins of having too much money.
I wonder if it was an organic tequila. I'll have to look into that a little bit.
It's really easy to think that we should all be socialists and you're busy spending other people's money and you're not going to run out of money.
Yep. You got that. Not like he needed money, but but his brand was Casamigos. I don't know if he pronounced it even correct, but that's what he did. A billion-dollar deal, and maybe he can earn another. They can earn another $300 million over the next decade if they.
So if you do see him in another big movie role, it's just pocket change for him. It's just some spending money. You know, my wallet's out, and I don't want to go to the ATM, so I'll take another movie role so I can build a wallet back up for everyday cash.
That's amazing.
Pocket change.
So Todd, this morning we have we're going to have briefly here Michael Hudoma. Michael and I go back a long way back, and. Calling in from the East Coast. Then we're going to have Senator Aaron Oban joining us from Bismarck. Really, the Democrats are... I really want to hear what she has to say from this session. And, she's one of the rising stars, so we're going to have her in studio and kind of talk about a few things that are going on in politics, like the governor's vetoes that are being challenged. And she
a rising star in a seemingly cloudy sky.
Yeah.
Not the deepest bench you'll ever see in politics.
No. But she's a star. She's got great capabilities.
Absolutely.
I'm excited for her to see what Aaron can do in the future.
She's wonderful.
And she's got some background. Her husband, Chad, who's got a lot of political background as well, obviously. And then we're going to go out to the West Coast and talk to a guy named Ames Curtwright, who's got a long history in America's family, historical Massachusetts and founding fathers, all this stuff. But he's out in the West Coast, and guy I've got to know through political stuff. And so he's going to join us around 10:30. So that's our guest this morning. So we're checking is Michael Hudoma. Are you out there?
Hey, Gary, how are you?
Mike, hey, thanks for taking time out of your busy schedule and joining us this morning here in Bismarck, North Dakota.
You got it. I'm sitting here about, 3 blocks from the Atlantic Ocean here in South Jersey.
Wow. So you're in South Jersey. So tell our, you know, you and I go back a long way, but I have not, you know, what I wanted to do on the show today was to talk a little bit about what's going on in politics related to the election in South Carolina. The Democrats were going to kind of, you know, win at least one of these four or five races, right? Anyway, I'm going through Facebook yesterday and I see an article that you posted. We'll come back to that, but I want our listeners to know a little bit who you are. But you did a column, that I saw, another swing and a miss for Democrats. We'll talk about that a little bit. Michael, tell our listeners a little bit about yourself so they know who you are and why in the heck would Gary Emmett have you on the air in North Dakota? Because I know you got some connections here that we can go. We go back a long way.
We do indeed, Gary. Yes, I started off my career in politics as a volunteer for Reagan Bush in 1984. And after that, I went to the Republican National Committee, where I ended up being a field representative, which meant, I was based in Denver, Colorado, and I was charged with, helping state parties and candidates and training people on how to raise money and how to, win campaigns. And I was luckily assigned to North Dakota, which is where I met Gary for the first time. And
that was back in the mid to late 80s, right?
It was the 1986 cycle where Gary was executive director and Congressman Cramer was the political director. And
that's right. He and I worked together a long way back.
That's right. And we could spot, from day one that Kevin indeed had a future ahead of him. And and sure enough, we were right. And he still does. So
he does indeed. And so you were coming back and forth working for the Republican National Committee doing communications, and that's how I'd worked with you back then. And how'd you find North Dakota and people out here? Being because you're a Philadelphia, you're from Pennsylvania, right? So you're coming into the Midwest in this rural state. What did you find unique about us? Now be kind.
I'm definitely a Philadelphia guy. There's no question about it. And I think the better question might be, how did they find me? I was probably a little more rough around the edges, but I couldn't wait to get to North Dakota. When I was living in Denver, I would fly out of Denver on Sunday night, and the folks at the National Car Rental Place. I was the last flight in, and they kept the National Car Rental open for me, and I was the only person running a car, and they were there for like an hour waiting for me to show up.
That's
and
North Dakota.
I go to the Sheridan. Yeah, it's total North Dakota. And I couldn't wait to get there. I loved it. Absolutely loved the people. I love the politics. They're straightforward. The similarities between Philadelphia and North Dakota are, you wouldn't think there are many, but there's one significant similarity, which is we're both straightforward and a very North Dakota in a much more polite manner, Philadelphia in a much more in your face, here I am, take it or leave it kind of attitude. But you know what? You always know where you stand when you're talking to someone from North Dakota. And that's one of the things I appreciated most. And as I said, I couldn't wait to get there.
So you came out for a couple, 3 years. You ended up having the career you're doing. You're really, you got your own company, MH Media. I see that you're, focus on campaigns. You still do communications. That's what you were doing back in those days, helping us message and decide, what's the right tack to take to win elections. And back in those days, North Dakota didn't have very many Republicans statewide. We were really kind of on the out. And North Dakota's kind of totally made a, 180 degree turnaround since then, where Republicans have everything, right? So from your career perspective, and just kind of getting, what are you seeing on the national scene? That you're out east, and sometimes what we feel out here, we get a little isolated. But with social media and talk radio, I mean, we're all pretty well connected. But what do you take of this aggressive political environment today compared to back in the, because you and I haven't talked in 25 years probably, and how do you take what's going on in Washington today or politics across the country in general?
I think that it's not the big sea change that people think it is, really. I mean, politics is it's a combat sport, it's not for
it's not for, you know, the faint of heart. And so it's kind of still the same, you know, the same way it's always been. I mean, Ronald Reagan was a warrior. You know, one of the things I did in my career was in 1987, when John McCain was broke and bankrupt, I got a call from Mark McKinnon, who was George W. Bush's media consultant. I'd known McCain since 2000 when I ran his Michigan campaign, his New York campaign for president. And so I went in 1987, and he had no money. And I said, sure, I'll do it for like next to nothing. And then we turned around that campaign. You know, I did all of his advertising, his TV, and wow. You know, we seized the nomination. And and the way we did it was we had a great candidate with a great story. In 2000, John was not willing to tell the POW story.
Mike, we're gonna go to the break here. When we come back, I'm gonna hold that thought, and we're gonna come back and talk about that. Stay tuned.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
If you're a foreman for an oil company, listen up. Eric from Delta Constructors wants your business. Here's what they can do for you.
We can do turnkey well sites, flow lines, set your pump jacks, fabricate conditioning modules, modular skids, tank batteries. We can do electrical and mechanical design, survey work, field engineering on the electrical and mechanical side, pipe insulation. We do have a portable fire trailer.
Turnkey solutions. One call does it all. Call Eric, 406-250-8151 or deltaconstructors.net.
Hi, I'm Peter Stendrum, president of First International Bank and Trust. From humble beginnings in 1910, our four-generation family-owned business has been delivering on our promise to help dreams come true, one customer at a time. Our style of banking places the focus on you first and your overall experience. We keep your best interests in mind and strive to provide smart financial solutions that improve and simplify your life. We're First International Bank and Trust. How can we help you?
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
What happened? The question we ask in another of our series of the Dakota Access Pipeline protest episodes. Today's guest, Maxine Hearn, a public information officer with Morton County. Maxine, tell us.
Social media made this happen. The scary thing was the amount of lies that could be posted on social media and go viral, and then trying to, as public information officers, to deal with that. That slick propaganda could be circulating, and we still had to pull the other the facts, because that's the standard we do business. So I get pretty offended when I hear people say that the state or law enforcement was spinning a story. I just shake my head, because we simply don't work that way. We work long hours to ensure we disseminated the facts. And, you know, when you're dealing with a group that prefers to work with an emotion or, you know, knee-jerk reactions and half-truths is a real challenge. And we didn't stray from professionalism. It's law enforcement modeled that beautifully, and that's what emanated throughout the entire protest response team.
That's Maxine Herr, public information officer with Morton County. Another episode of the Dakota Access Pipeline protest is in the books. Keep listening for more right here.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
What's on your mind? It's Ed Mitchell and Gary Emmett in for Scott Hennen. PetroServe USA, stock up. The Deli Express Mega Sandwiches are $2.79 each. Nestle Pure Life Water, $2 for $1. Make sure you stay hydrated. Jack Link's 2-ounce B-Sticks, $1.89 each. Perrier Sparkling Water, 99 cents each. Red Bull, 12-ounce cans. The Gary Emmett other secret there, in addition to his own margaritas. They're two for...
Get two for $5. Nest Tea, 23-ounce bottles, 89 cents each. Reese's Crunch Cookie Cups. The regular ones are 59 cents, or the king size, which are the kind you should be eating. Because that's the actual fun size, not that little stuff, right? King size are $1.09 each. Pringles Super Stacks, $1.39 each. Albanese Gummies, $1.29 each. And PetraServe USA is giving away $50,000. Register weekly at your local PetraServe USA. 21 after the hour, Gary Amenath in for Scott Hennon on What's on Your Mind.
Welcome back to What's on Your Mind. We have a Mike Udoma on the phone with us out east. He's out in New Jersey, just a little ways away from the Atlantic Ocean. And we were talking before the break about working with on the McCain campaign. But before we do, I have to, you being a Philadelphia boy, Michael, you have a part of North Dakota out there with Carson Wentz. And talk to us a little bit about what Philadelphia thinks of him and where, you know, what you know, it's amazing. I watched every game last year. I couldn't, you know, and North Dakota's become a total Eagle country because of it. And there's still Viking fans out there, of course, so don't start calling and ringing the phones off. But what was your take on Carson?
Well, I bleed Eagles green, Gary, and you know, Philadelphia fans have a reputation for being, tough. In my 54 years of following Philadelphia sports, I've never seen a reception for one individual like we've given Carson Wentz. They call Pennsylvania Wentzylvania.
Wow.
I think that may have been a phrase coined by someone in North Dakota, probably, but he has been, we have embraced him. He has embraced our city, and he can do no harm. Now, you know, like if he throws a few interceptions the first couple of games, you know, all bets are off because we are, after all, we have Eagles fans, you know.
Well, Philadelphia is the only stadium that actually has a jail in the stadium, right? I mean, because the fans were so wild, and maybe that was the old stadium, so I know the rough. And my son, Austin, is an Eagles fan, so I've been to Eagles multiple times, taken him out there, and I remember taking 3 9-year-olds, one of them my son, and kid Austin Hunter, Dylan Werner, we went out and went to an Eagles game, and I'm going like, I mean, before the game started, it's this bomb, that bomb, they're saying, and those are not throwing pass bombs that are being coming out of people's mouth, and it was like, whoa, this is a rough crowd, so I worried about Carson going out there, and how tough it can be, but...
you know what? He's a tough guy. I don't know what it is about him. Remember, Eagles fans were, you know, we're the folks who booed Santa Claus. We're the fans that put batteries inside a snowball and throw them at each other. So I'm not so sure, Gary, I would take, I my daughter's 19, she's a sophomore in college now, but when she was not a sophomore in college, I'm not so sure I would take her to an Eagles game. Yes, because there's nothing worse she doesn't need to learn when she's like 12 years old.
It's a rough. I love that Vince Papale movie, and you know that Santa Claus sitting in that opening scene. I'm going, that is Philadelphia fans all the way.
It is totally that movie. That's right. Actually, the studio that produced that is where I make my television ads. Seriously, very good people. But that is spot on. But you know, getting back to Carson Wentz. We love him, because we didn't have, you know, any hope before Carson Wentz. And then, who would have thought that, you know, a guy from North Dakota would be embraced by, by the rough, you know, fans of Philadelphia. And it's a special thing. As I say, you know, he needs to, you know, the first two or three games.
Yeah, you got to win. They want winners. They're going to give you a pass for a while. And I think he's up to it. I think he's a Peyton Manning. I think he's going to have a long career, and Philadelphia's going to win a Super Bowl with him. So that's my take.
That's what we think. We've never had one. We've been to two Super Bowls. We're 0-2. We should have won the one in 1980.
Yep.
And when Jim Plunkett, came in for Oakland as a backup quarterback and beat Ron Jaworski, who
great quarterback,
Jaworski. I thought, you know, we had, who else do we have? We had Donovan McNabb. But I thought, you know, Charles was my favorite. I actually know him personally. I played golf with him. But, Carson Wentz, man, he's the real deal, I hope. Darnold will better be.
Just so you know, my Vikings may steal him away down the line.
North Dakota. North Dakota would love that.
He's going to have his number retired at the Lincoln Financial Field in Philadelphia.
I bet you're right.
So, Mike, we got about 4 or 5 more minutes here yet. I'd like to talk a little bit about this election that happened Tuesday in South Carolina and Georgia. And looking at 2018, you know, what do you think is going to happen? I mean, are Democrats and their messaging is just anti-Trump. So what are they going to do to regain it? Or do you think Republicans are going to take a bath? What's your take and what do you see?
In runoff elections and special elections, there really are no tea leaves to read. We like to think that there are, but there aren't. But there are some big picture items, Gary, and one is, you know, running against Trump is not a message. The Democrats are still a party with no message, no ideas, no alternatives. Resistance is not a message, and that's what they're trying to sell right now. Look, we can all admit that President Trump is underwater in terms of approval ratings. But the Democrats have no messenger. They have there's no visible face of the party outside of the liberals like Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders. That's the face of the party, and Nancy Pelosi. And you're hearing a drumbeat of opposition to her now. But
yeah.
Somehow, Gary, she can't be removed. I don't know what it is. She must have. She's literally like Frank Underwood. You know, she must have like files on all these folks because otherwise, there's no reason for her to be there.
Yeah. So that's, as a Republican, when I look at what they're doing, I'm going like, the Republicans couldn't get any luckier break than to have who they have in leadership. I mean, they're great people to demonize and run ads and say, yep, you put this Democrat in, they're going to be voting for Nancy, and that's San Francisco liberal she is. It doesn't sell in our country, I can tell you that.
No, there's no flyover country Democrats, as far as I can tell, and it's all West Coast and East Coast. It's San Francisco, Los Angeles, New York City, Boston. That's the Democrat Party, and that does not sell in Georgia, does not sell in Pierre, does not sell in Lincoln, and that's the problem that they have. They need to find some new blood, but the old war horses in San Francisco and New York City, they won't allow it, so they're stuck, I think. And it's not like they don't have talent. There's some decent people on the Democrat side.
But Mike, I really appreciate you coming on. I'm taking time out of your busy schedule today. I look forward to getting you out to North Dakota, seeing you face to face. So thanks for coming on. We've been listening to Mike Udom, media consultant from the East Coast. Thanks, Mike, for joining us today.
Thanks, Gary. Great to be with you.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hey, royalty owners, listen up. The National Association of Royalty Owners North Dakota Chapter is again holding their convention in North Dakota. The Oil and Gas Mineral Owners 5th Annual Convention, June 29th and 30th, is in Bismarck, North Dakota this year. This is an educational event open to the public. As always, the presentations will offer important information on what's happening in North Dakota that will affect mineral owners. Thursday night includes dinner, a movie about the history of the Bakken, and a tour of the North Dakota Heritage Center at the state capitol. For those new to mineral ownership, Mineral Management 101 will be offered. To register, go online to naro-us.org/events. naro-us.org/events. Or call 800-558-0557. 800-558-0557. And don't miss this year's Oil and Gas Mineral Owners Convention, June 29th and 30th in Bismarck, North Dakota. It's the National Association of Royalty Owners North Dakota Chapter. See you in Bismarck.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go, go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling minicpap.com, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now, 1-800-441-9833. That's 1-800-441-9833.
On your mind, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Gary Amnath is out getting coffee for our next guest. He actually came back and asked, do you want it black or a creamer? And now she's feeling shortchanged, Gary, because you had a margarita deal going on last time I was.
That's like a real coffee.
It's a real coffee.
And you wow. know, is it one of my Todd Mitchell cups? Oh, that's a huge cup.
And
no, mine
it's a huge cup, and it's like... Frothy.
Mine are not that big.
Well, they have a fresh, fancy espresso machine there.
Oh,
so
my.
Rather than taking the Farmer hey, Brothers, I
then give it her Jack Dalrymple after that session had ended. 3-4 hours later, was on the air with us, dragging. And he said, do you guys have any coffee or anything here? And so I put a few shots of espresso in there, and he was wired
yeah,
by the
awesome.
End of it. He was like, oh, that was great coffee. Just, we're brought to you in part by H.A. Thompson & Sons. They've been providing high-quality plumbing, heating, air conditioning, and mechanical contractor services, not only in Bismarck, Mandan, but across the region in North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, and Montana, residential and commercial services. Link Service Contractor allows them to provide cost-effective environmental maintenance agreements to building and business owners throughout the region as well, currently maintaining the mechanical heating and cooling systems of more than 600 buildings throughout the Northern Plains. Commercial operations, not only Bismarck, Mandan, but Fargo, Grand Forks, Winter, Newtown, and Minot. H.A. Thompson & Sons can provide the best services throughout the region. Financing available, free estimates, HATNSons.com. All one word, HATNSons.com. Or call them 701-223-3393. 701-223-3393. H.A. Thompson & Sons. 26 before the hour, Gary Amnath co-hosting and filling in for, or hosting. I'm just the distant 12th sidekick here.
You're the sidekick.
No, I'm kidding. Distant 12th banana here. On What's in Your Mind.
Welcome back to What's in Your Mind. We had Mike Udom on talking a little national politics. We're going to switch and we're going to get local to North Dakota. As Todd, I did make a mistake earlier. I said we were going to have Senator Oban, Democrat from Bismarck, one of the rising stars. I would say she is one of the stars in the Democrat Party. So,
well, if you look at how few of us there are, that's probably not the...
Well, that was kind of the point I made, is it's the bench isn't the deepest bench.
No,
so
it's not.
The cream rises to the top, especially when there isn't as much other stuff getting in the
yeah.
cream's way. So.
Yeah, but Senator Oban would rise to the top anyway. So
oh,
we... We appreciate having you come
Thank
in
Thank you for inviting me. I appreciate it.
It's been a while since we've talked.
I think I
had you on when you first got elected when I was doing this at Peacock Alley
yes,
during the legislative
did.
Session.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't talked to you since then. So,
yeah, it's been a while.
I just appreciate you coming to the studio
Absolutely.
Doing it. So I always like to have the listeners get to know, you know, the legislature show at night. It's a different audience than during the day. And so why don't you tell our listeners across the state a little bit about yourself, you know, where you're from, et cetera.
Sure. I grew up in a small town in northwest North Dakota, Ray, and I am the daughter of a farmer. My family worked together on the farm. Not as much me as my brother. I was working in the small town cafe.
In Ray?
Oh, yes. Something I think everybody should have the experience of doing is being a server, waiting tables. Moved to Bismarck, attended the University of Mary, got my degree in math education. I was a teacher at Cathedral for 4 years, where I actually first met you. Then I ended up taking a break from teaching. What I thought would be a break now has turned into, you know, 10 years that I haven't been in the classroom. But I started working a little bit in government, and I ended up working for Congressman Pomeroy during his last term. Found out very quickly that in politics, you lose your job if your boss loses his or hers. So when Rick Berg defeated Congressman Pomeroy, then I went back out to the University of Mary, served as the alumni director, and since then I served as a director of a small nonprofit here in Bismarck. I am married to my husband, Chad. We have our first child. He is almost 9 months old.
Wow,
I'm sure Chad has the radio on. Evan listening intently to his mother's voice, I'm sure, which I wish he would do at 4:30 in the morning when he got us up this morning. But
maybe not obeying mother's voice, but listening to it, recognizing it.
I got to give Chad credit. He took the shift at 4:30.
There you go.
Yes. So that's kind of in a nutshell my personal life. I ran for the legislature in 2014. Never had any intention of ever running for office myself. I just assumed if I was going to be in this sort of arena, I would be working for people who I agreed with and felt that they were doing the best work for North Dakotans in whatever capacity they were in. And was asked repeatedly, because I said no repeatedly, to run in District 35, which is Central Bismarck. And was elected in November 2014. So I'm in my first term in the legislature. I've served on the Education Committee both of those sessions, and served on Agriculture the first term and Energy and Natural Resources the second, for my sort of B committee, we call it. So we serve on two committees per session. I was elected to legislative management for this interim, so I'm now serving on legislative management committee, which is that interim committee that really does business on behalf of the legislature during the interim. So we just decided the studies, the interim committee membership and chairmanships, and obviously we just discussed a very big topic on the governor's vetoes yesterday.
So. Yeah, I want to come back to the governor's veto and talk about even the chairmanships and the committees. We'll have to come back a little bit of some stuff. Well, Carlson's about a little politics going on. But before we do, I always like people across the state, I mean, we're a citizen government, and when people, I like people to be inspired to listen to someone, to get involved. Democrats need to recruit good candidates to run like yourself and win. I mean, they need to be competitive, but what prompted you to run? And so someone's out there driving in their tractor or they're driving on the road listening to the radio that maybe have no inkling of running. But you said you really didn't really think you would, and so here you are. So I'd like listeners to hear that because it lives get changed all of a sudden. They make a decision one day and go, wow, how did I take that fork in the road?
Yeah,
you know? And so talk to us a little bit about that.
I think that's true for anybody in any field. You know, sometimes a fork gets thrown in in there that changes the course of things. And I don't know how long this is going to last for me. Obviously, that's not really up to me. That's up to the people in my district, whether they think I am representing them effectively. And I may very well be there for one term. Who knows? That's kind of the unknowns about politics and frankly, the way it should be. How I got into this was just the more I was paying attention to what the legislature was doing. I really think all politics is local. Sometimes I'm a little jealous on the legislative level at how much can be done at an even more local level. So I don't know how people do it in D.C., frankly, but I just felt like myself and my neighbors were not being represented in the way that that we felt should be with our previous senator. So after a lot of discussions, obviously it's a family decision.
Yep, all field impact recession, your way a lot, long
decision
days.
Decision in your community. I didn't want to run if people didn't feel like there would at least be a chance that I would represent them well. So I had a lot of conversations within people I go to church with, people I serve on boards with, to see if they felt like this was something I should pursue. And when I got a feeling that there was some support there, and I continued to be asked and said no, I said, okay, somebody has to do something. And like you said, this is about competition. And I felt like if I was going to work hard and ask for people's votes, I wanted them to get to know me and shake my hand. And so that's what I did.
Well, it's hard. I mean, I've run campaigns. I've run a little bit for stuff. I ran for city commission when I was younger in Washburn, North Dakota.
Mm-hmm.
But I happened to win. But losing is tough. I mean, so you put your name out there, and it's – and I've known a lot of political people that have run, and they take it too personal. And sometimes you really can't, because it's really an issue in politics. You work for, a whole campaign, and you do your business, and one day you win or lose. And sometimes it's really not even a rejection of your position as much as it's – the timing of things, impact that happens. And so, but it's tough putting yourself out there. And I'm sure there's always surprise in the campaign thinking this person should support me and doesn't. You go like, really?
Yeah, it's a pretty vulnerable position to be in, to put yourself out there. And I mean, for a long time, I lived by, nobody likes to lose. Mm-hmm. I don't like to lose when I play, league volleyball on Wednesdays. But I had to accept that with myself, that there was a good chance I wouldn't win, and that was okay, because people should be given a choice in who is representing them, and that's ultimately what I had to be okay with.
And how many Democrat senators are there? I mean, there's 47 senators.
Yeah.
Do you know, is there like
nine?
Nine. Mm-hmm. So 9 out of 47. Mm-hmm. Is most of the other Democrat senators are really east of here. Are you the furthest? I haven't thought about it.
I am the furthest west of Jamestown, the furthest elected Democrat west of Jamestown, essentially.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're the only elected Democrat in Bismarck with all their districts, right?
Correct.
Because all the Bismarck districts are Republican. Because it used to be more split in Bismarck. I mean, but the legislature's so
one-sided. Yeah. My father-in-law used to serve in the legislature. So I was not born into politics. This is not something that was natural for me. My father-in-law, Bill, served in the House and served with actually a number of my colleagues who happen to still be in the legislature, 25 years later or whatever. But yeah, I think in the past it used to be better split. Even as recently as 2006, I think 2006 was a pretty successful year for Democrats in the legislature, winning some local seats. That was in President Bush's last term. Unfortunately, oftentimes national politics really influences local politics, and in 2006 we won a number of seats, and it was a very close balance, especially in the Senate. I'm not quite as familiar with the House, but
yeah, I got elected chairman in 2007.
Okay,
and it was our.
So you can take credit for taking all of
it. I'm gonna take all the credit. No. Yeah. But the late Senator Bob Stinjum was majority leader, and my whole mandate was to keep in control of the Senate, and it was. I mean, we ended up having a good year. We picked up seats, but it was. I mean, it was. It was very, very competitive, and the Democrats had slots filled all over the state, and it was a tough cycle. And but the trend was just been more Republican statewide, more conservative, I think.
Yep.
And so one of my concerns that I I'm going to come back from the break here. We're going to go to break here shortly, but I wanted you to talk a little bit about the governor's veto and what's going on there, and then a little bit of the scuffle that's going on. And I happen to support the position that Democrats ought to chair some of these interim committees, and I think what Representative Carlson, kind of took a strong arm. I don't agree with him on it, because we need to be bipartisan in this difficult age we're in. So
yeah, we can talk about that.
So when we come back, we've been talking to Senator Aaron Oban from Bismarck, Democrat. Whoops, trying to switch you over here.
Democrat from District
35. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Need an escape? No, not a vacation. An escape from your basement. Here at Precision Concrete Cutters, we specialize in egress window installation and replacement. So not only do we provide you an escape from your basement, we provide you with sunlight into that dark, dreary space to make you feel like you're on vacation. Okay, maybe not. but you will relax knowing you have a safe way out. For more information on egress windows, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Aubrey is here from Inner Office Furniture and Design, downtown Fargo, and we're talking about group settings in the office place. Aubrey, how can business leaders improve innovation in their companies with group settings?
Well, if a company would incorporate a group setting into their office landscape, this can help facilitate collaboration, and collaboration always improves innovation in a company. The big thing with collaboration or group settings is location. You need to make sure that they're intermixed among the workstations in your office environment. And we've found at Herman Miller, they have done research and have shown that 70% of collaboration happens at your desk or within close proximity to your desk. And so location is a big deal with having collaboration or group settings. In these collaboration areas, you need to make sure that you have visual display areas such as tack boards, whiteboards, or any technology as far as video technology so that many different activities can happen in a collaboration area. And lots of times people will get into a team meeting there, and it's great that they can co-create. They feel part of the team. It improves employees' connection, and they're more engaged in their work environment.
Makes sense. Group settings. To find out more, give the team a call at Inner Office Furniture and Design, downtown Fargo, or online at InterOfficeFargo.com. That's InterOfficeFargo.com. Call them at 232-3013.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aroni what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to Superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
What's on your mind at 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. And Gary Amineth filling in for Scott Hennon here on What's on Your Mind, and we'll be talking to Jim the Flagpole guy shortly here.
Well, we've got Senator Aaron Oban, Democrat from Bismarck, District 35. Well, we're waiting for the flag man poll guy to call. Talk to us a little bit about this veto the governor did. I mean, that's kind of, he kind of created a little bit of a mess for himself, didn't he?
It was an interesting conversation yesterday at legislative management. Because obviously we had, there were varying opinions among legislators about those governor's vetoes. Some of them, some of us agreed with. Some of them were pretty questionable. And some of them just weren't agreed with, but he was well within his bounds to do so. It's that middle area where he was selecting one or two, well, two or three words that literally changed how policy or how money was spent. And there's precedent already set in court cases in North Dakota that says a governor can't pick and choose just a few words that change that. So that really was what our conversation yesterday at Legislative Management focused on, was what do we do about those? Now, there were a couple legislators who already wanted to come back in for a special session, a veto override session. That was not something I think all the Senate members, regardless of party, mm-hmm. supported, because we don't have very much, we don't have very many days left, and we want to save those for...
Something happens, kind of a crisis financially, yep. whatever, yeah.
Or changes in national health care, mm-hmm. You know, how that impacts the state. So we wanted to save those days. So then it kind of shifted over into, well, what is our other option? And that other option is essentially to take the governor to court.
Yeah.
So it's actually the legislative branch versus the executive branch. So right now, legislative council is going to prepare for us kind of a memo that shows those areas where the governor overreached his authority to mm-hmm. strike a few words that changes legislation away from legislative intent. So not something he's able
to
do.
It just seems to me that with the Republicans with so much majority in the House and the Senate, the governor, the leaders, they could get together and just work it out. And rather doing this, that's how you lose seats. That's how voters kind of go, why is this happening?
This is, to me, another example of mismanagement on some level. But we did ask the question, can we sit down with the governor now that he knows we can take this route towards litigation and figure this stuff out? Unfortunately, there's no take back fees with vetoes.
Yeah, could you?
Because we asked.
That's what I wondered. So I was wondering, could he take, okay, I'll take those 2-3 lines that I kind of messed with. You cannot do that.
No, you can't do that. So ultimately, my question before we voted yesterday, as a part of this memo we will be receiving from Legislative Council, and it's the only question, nobody else asked the question, and I guess I was curious enough to ask, how much is this going to cost taxpayers?
Mm-hmm.
I am tired of the state of North Dakota wasting money on litigation that we end up losing over and over and over again. I don't think that's what North Dakotans pay us to do, or, you know,
right.
In these seats.
These are the kind of things that upset voters. I really do. I agree with you. They go, well, how does this happen? Why?
So I would like to know how much it's going to cost and where that money is going to come from, because we're not in session to appropriate new money for a court case we didn't know was going to.
Wow, interesting.
Yeah. So it will be very interesting. You know, it's funny sometimes. I agree wholeheartedly with things that Representative Al Carlson says. In this case, it is one of those.
Yeah. This is one where you agree with them.
I do. Yeah. You know, there is something to be said about standing up for what each branch of government is supposed to do. If one branch overreaches, they should be held accountable for that. But I think there are going to be a number of things that I need to know before I make that determination if this is something.
Because there's going to be one more vote before it goes to court, as mm-hmm. I understand.
Yep.
So, we'll have to keep an eye on that. Now, before we wrap up, I want to talk a little bit about education.
Mm-hmm.
So your chair of committee, actually, you probably didn't agree with one thing Carlson said a few days ago. Talk to us a little bit about that, what happened there.
So as a part of legislative management, there is a long history that typically the members of legislative management, is your flag guy come in? Okay. The members of legislative management often chair interim committees. So legislative management is made up of Republicans and Democrats. And until the last, I believe, two interims, it has been a bipartisan mix of chairmen.
Democrat, Republican,
yep. Al Carlson changed that 2 years ago. That's his authority to do that. He was elected chair of legislative management. That's the decision he made. Well, now chair position has changed, and Senator Ray Holmberg, somebody I work with every day in the legislature, Republican from Grand Forks, was elected chair, and he went back to historically what we've done. So now some 3 out of 26 of those chair positions are Democrats.
And you get to chair one of them. So
you have to leave that there. Jim the flagpole, our favorite patriot, on just in time for Independence Day. But one more thing, you may not know where to get a flagpole, but how do you properly retire a flag? Jim, what do we do?
Well, thank you. Well, what I'd like everybody to understand is that retiring a flag is a huge responsibility. And we here at ND Flagpole Guy will help you with that. Go to ndflagpoleguy.com and choose a flag. You'll find our price is competitive. What we'll do is we'll send a self-addressed stamped envelope for the customer to simply put their old flag in. And what it does, it goes to a crematory, and it honors a veteran. When the veteran...
Hey, how do we get in touch with you? We're just about at the end of this segment. How do we get in touch with you?
701-571-3524.
Sorry, we kind of trimmed it a little short. More on the way, and what's on your mind?
I called my brother the other day. Lives in Las Vegas. He said, I'm looking at a new job. I said, what does it pay? $12.50 an hour. Can you believe that? Same boy, moved to North Dakota. Polar Service Center is where I told him to call. Because right now at Polar Service Center, they're looking for certified welders, sandblasters, wash rack attendants, and diesel mechanics, and they are paying big bucks. And they do great training. Polar Service Center, largest tank trailer manufacturer in North America. This is a service center, both in Williston and in Kildare, that needs people right now that service tank trailers, Polar, and other tank trailers. And they will train you and pay you up to $32 an hour with incredible benefits. Write down this number, 612-214-8781. Ask for Maria. She's waiting for your call right now. Tell your loved ones that are working in Las Vegas for chump change, Polar Service Center, big bucks, that's where it's at. Williston and Kildare locations hiring right now. Call 612-214-8781. Ask for Maria and tell her Scott sent you.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Lifetime Grey's 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.